Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be giving you a mid-year economic update. What's going on out there in our economy? On the global level, for our U.S. dollar, for oil, for real estate, what should you expect? I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking at the 999 activation of the Ohm Crystal in Mount Shasta, California. That will be September 7th through 9th in Mount Shasta, and I'll be talking about the astrology of the event and teaching how to go to the fifth dimension. We'll do several things to raise our vibration before we activate a special crystal that was placed there by the Atlanteans a very long time ago. It's to be activated on 9909 as part of the preparation for the ascension process of the planet. So maybe you are one of the ones who agreed to return to activate it. If you're interested in learning more about this, go to www.violetstar.com, that's VIOLETSTAR.com, and click on the link for the 999 activation in Mount Shasta. I also want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th, and at the rate time flies, this will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So, what's up in the heavens? Now, first of all, how did you do this week? Did you have an eclipse event, something unexpected, perhaps even a failure of some type, some process or system that wasn't working anymore? Tuesday, July 21st, we had the second of 3 eclipses this summer. And it was a total solar eclipse, which typically suggests something new is getting started. And it was the longest eclipse of our century. There won't be a longer one until 2114. This is the summer of change, and if you're impacted by one or more of these eclipses, then you need to make a new response. Use a new idea or method, and if you fail to do this, the universe will respond with tragic or violent consequences. Now, the secondary meaning for this total solar eclipse on the 21st is related to being constrained by old social conditioning or leading the charge for freedom and to break down the barriers of tradition. It's possible you'll discover that although you may feel free, you're actually constrained by all kinds of traditional or conservative values or beliefs. And you might find yourself having a breakthrough experience from some of the social conditioning that binds you so that you can experience true freedom. Now, the July 21st eclipse was at 29 degrees and 27 minutes of Cancer. So if your chart or your company chart has a planet or a personal point between 26 Cancer and 2 degrees of Leo, or 26 degrees of Capricorn and 2 degrees of Aquarius, then this eclipse will have an impact on you. And remember, all eclipses can have an impact up to 30 days before or after the actual eclipse. So this one can impact us through August 21st. Now, next, let's talk about some financial cycles that are going on now. Between now through July 27th, we may encounter financial and relationship challenges related either to not enough money or to a relationship that could be ending or encountering challenges. Now, this cycle is Venus square Saturn, and it peaked on the 21st when we had the total solar eclipse. And a positive use of this energy financially would be to track your finances and make a budget. Now, if you're experiencing the relationship side of this challenge, you may feel like your partner is trying to control you, or perhaps your partner is not doing what you want her to do. In this situation, often the guy is taking on a parental tone and trying to make the partner behave in a certain way. In the long run, this is not going to work. And with these eclipses here, it's likely that it won't work in the short run either. So each person has to make their own choices in a relationship, even if that means that the relationship doesn't continue in its present form. Now, if you've been experiencing a shortage of finances with this cycle, you'll be glad to know that there are three abundance cycles in range now through July 31st. These three abundance cycles will help offset any challenges related to scarcity. These cycles are Venus trine Jupiter and Neptune and Chiron. This is a far stronger group of cycles than the lack of money cycle. So if you'll get your budget in order using the other cycle, these cycles will bring some great opportunities for abundance. Venus trine Jupiter and Venus trine Chiron are two of the best high-growth financial cycles that there are. These two cycles peak on Sunday and Monday, July 26th and 27th. However, between today, July 24th, and July 29th, we're in a great period for unusually good financial growth opportunities. These are known as super aspects. And so, take advantage of them. But remember, Jupiter and Chiron are both retrograde, and this means there could be some delays before all the money shows up. So don't count your chickens before they hatch. The third cycle, which is Venus trine Neptune, can be very expansive financially, but it's also notorious for money flowing out easily, too. This cycle peaks quite late on July 27th in the Pacific time zone, or in the wee hours of the morning on July 28th for the Eastern time zone. It's particularly great for artistic types of events, art, dancing, photography, movies, anything inspirational or spiritual. So it can actually be easy to spend your money on some fun or inspiration. Just be sure you have enough extra in the budget, because right after this we get another challenging financial cycle. And that cycle is Venus square Uranus. This cycle is in range now through August 2nd. And it's associated with unexpected expenses or a sudden and unexpected loss of money. It can also relate to a sudden loss of a relationship. And since this occurs right after all the abundance, if you're not careful, the money will run in and then run right out again. Or a deal that you're expecting to have it pay off big time could fall through. Or if you've started a new relationship, it could depart very quickly. So just use a bit of caution here. Be sure to save some of the money before you let it run out the door. Now, just as all this is happening, we get another set of cycles that suggest we're not paying close attention to details and we may be confused or sloppy when it comes to logistics. This cycle is Mercury opposite Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. This is actually three cycles, and they're in range between July 27th, which is Monday, through August 2nd. They'll peak on July 30th through the 31st. So essentially, when you get to work on Monday, you really need to start paying extra attention to details. Mercury opposite Neptune is terrible at tracking details. It likes to talk in vague generalities, and it forgets to pin down when something needs to be done by and who is going to do it. Now, with Mercury opposite Jupiter, too, we could find ourselves confused about a lot of details, or we may be confused about what we believe. Mercury opposite both Jupiter and Neptune are classic cycles for spreading propaganda and disinformation. And it's interesting that there's such a lot of misinformation about the healthcare proposal in Congress. Jupiter is also related to our healthcare system. Also, watch out for Mercury opposite Chiron, too. Chiron is related to wounds, and in this case, we might experience verbal wounding. Someone may say something that hurts us, and if that happens, then it's there to bring up an old wound that needs to be healed. So go ahead and thank the person responsible for doing that, because otherwise you might not get it cleared. Chiron is also related to healthcare, so this set of cycles could relate to the healthcare debate in Congress, too. We'll see how it all plays out, but it's a sure bet that doing nothing is not the right solution. With all that going on, just do your best to double-check all details during this period, especially the financial ones, or else your newfound abundance may run away from you faster than you think. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes or remembering to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it'll be under the link under What's New on the left side. Now, I know we're headed off to a break. And what's ahead for our economy and our economic revolution? What will happen with real estate, oil, and our U.S. dollar? When I come back after this short break, I'll give you a mid-year economic update. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Did you know Greek God's Yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's Yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Are you living your life to the max?
Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing?
You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit DeniseMontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide, so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm giving you a mid-year economic update. Now, I'll cover as many areas of the economy as I have time for. But if I don't cover the area that's most important to you, be sure to call in at the bottom of the hour, because that's when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, so first of all, let's do a quick review of the cycles we're already in. First, between 2000 and 2040, whoa, long time, we're in a major cycle for an economic revolution. This was shown by Jupiter and Saturn together in the same sign while being square to Uranus. The last time we had this cycle was during the Civil War. This is a 20-year cycle, and we're having this cycle a second time in 2020. So we get two of these economic revolutionary cycles back to back. The purpose of these 40 years of economic revolution is to change our entire economy from an earth economy to an air economy. Now, what does that mean? The earth economy was based on agriculture, manufacturing, services, and financial products. Now we're changing to an air economy, which is based on information, data, transportation, relationships, partnerships, innovation, and technology. Sound familiar? We're moving to a completely new type of economy, and it will take until 2040 for it to be completely in place. Now, within that enormous change, we're now in a 16-year cycle of economic transformation. This cycle is Pluto in Capricorn, and the last time we had this cycle was between 1761 and 1778, a long time ago, before we were even a sovereign nation. In fact, this cycle is what helped us to become a sovereign nation, so you can see how powerful it is. This cycle started in January 2008 for about 6 months and then backed off until late November 2008, and it will be with us until 2024. So, hey, we're just beginning. Now, what's the purpose of economic transformation? To permanently change the economy to something more sustainable. Now, we already know what's unsustainable about our present economy. All the corruption and greed, the enormous levels of debt, all the times we screw the Earth's biosphere so we can make a profit, all the attitudes that me, myself, and I are much more important than you and yours, all that stuff is moving out the door because it's not sustainable. But let's face it, no one gives up their old economy without a real fight, and that's what we're watching. Bailouts for banks, insurance companies, the auto companies, and on and on. No one wants to let go of the old economy. The people who controlled the old economy had a lot of power, and they don't want to give that up. And for that matter, if we have a job, we don't want to give up that security either. Even though we know things need to change, we don't want to have to change in order for that to occur. In addition to all of that, we've been in the middle of the earthquake season when we get five peaks of the Saturn opposite Uranus cycle between November 4th, 2008 and July 26th of 2010. We get the next one on September 15th of this year. Now, this set of cycles is here to break through all the issues that need to change. These are things that needed to change, but they haven't changed, and now they must change. And there is really no way out of it. We have to change. So we're getting economic, political, personal, and physical earthquakes to help us make these changes. Some of these changes that these earthquakes are about to hit include the Federal Reserve this fall, and of course, the U.S. dollar. Now, that's the background piece for what's happening already in our economy. Are you hoping everything will calm down and go back to normal? You better hope that doesn't happen, or we will have failed big time. We all signed up to be here during this main event, and we're in the middle of it. There's no going back to normal. The only way out is through change. So what's ahead for us for the rest of the year? In my estimation, we're now in a period of false recovery, a recovery that hasn't addressed the huge amount of debt we have and how we're going to handle it, a recovery that still supports an old system that hasn't worked, a recovery that hasn't yet addressed the corruption and greed. a recovery that hasn't yet tied itself to the well-being of the Earth. It's helped us stabilize the intensity of the changes for now, but we'll still have those major issues facing us. On the other hand, this false recovery is probably what made it possible for us to land our economy in the water so we can get the passengers to safety. This is very similar to the plane that landed in the Hudson River. If we hadn't had the bailouts, history teaches us the situation would be far worse now than it would have been. But we still have the hard work of correcting the debt situation and all that that's tied to ahead of us. So here's the current situation. First of all, on August 22nd, the north node of the moon moves into the sign of Capricorn. And that signals that we've passed the lowest point in one of two major cycles for our economy as a whole. We'll pass the second one next year, so we're not completely out of the woods, but we're partway there. Unfortunately, the north node moving into Capricorn also signals that the housing market will be at its low through March 3rd, 2011. Now, if you're planning to buy property, which is a good idea during the low, be sure that you can hold on to it until at least 2013, so you have some time to gain in value. If you're selling a house, you're selling it at the low, but you'll also buy your next one at the low, so maybe it will all work out. Now, what's happening to oil? You've probably noticed that it's going up in price. It's been hanging out at $65 per barrel, which is reminiscent of last year. Now, I don't think it will go back up to $150 per barrel, but we have to be realistic. Even this price increase is going to translate into higher prices for all products that get shipped. Astrologically, the cycle for this is a major cycle. It's the Jupiter conjunct Neptune and Chiron cycle, all of them together in the sign of Aquarius. Economically speaking, this can show up as inflation or, worse yet, stagflation, meaning inflation when there's little or no growth. And this inflation can also go into the stock market, which it seems to be doing now. And another major issue with this Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron conjunction is that it can indicate a potential flu epidemic. And there are early reports that the flu we had earlier this year has already mutated to something stronger and faster spreading. Now, what do you think that would do to the economy if we had a major flu epidemic? It sure wouldn't help. I'm not saying we will have one. I'm just saying it's one of the possibilities for this particular cycle. So get yourself some miracle mineral supplement and some acylcoxinum. Okay, I'll spell that. Are you ready to write? O-S-C-I-L-L-O-C-O-C-I-N-U-M. Now, both of those products can prevent any type of flu from getting you, no matter how bad it might be. Don't go into fear over it. Just be prepared by getting some of those products on hand, and you'll be fine. Whatever you do, don't take any vaccinations offered for the flu this year. They don't have time to test it, and it can have some extremely serious reactions. And it probably won't work either because the virus is mutating too fast for them to get a vaccination for it out to the public. Okay, so what about the U.S. dollar? Well, this fall, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. dollar encounter yet another major challenge. This happens in very late October through next March, when we get yet another challenging cycle for the economy. This cycle is Saturn square Pluto, and it's a cycle that indicates major transformation of existing structures. Now, back in 2001, we had Saturn opposite Pluto, and that's when we had 9/11. Could we have another terrorist attack? It's certainly possible, but it's not the primary response I would expect. We have a lot of economic structures that are aching to change, and that would make a lot more sense to me. Now, one of those structures relates to the U.S. dollar and the Federal Reserve. By late fall, the Fed will be in even hotter water, and the U.S. dollar will be in challenging times. Could we see a new world currency get started then or early in the next year? Already, the International Monetary Fund has decided to sell bonds for the first time ever. But that's not the real story. The real story is that the IMF is offering those bonds for sale based on something that's not a U.S. dollar. Instead, they're offering to sell those bonds for something they call special drawing rights. And those special drawing rights are made of 1/4 each of U.S. dollars, the U.K. pound, the euro, and the Japanese yen. Now that is the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar as a world currency. Sure, we're still part of that basket of currencies, but if that continues, there will be even less demand for our U.S. dollar and a lot more demand for the euro, the yen, and the U.K. pound. Now, why would you care about something like that? Because most of the products we purchase come from overseas, and that means eventually our U.S. dollar won't buy as much overseas as it does now. This is a good reason to buy locally grown food and other locally produced products, because your dollar will be worth more for those products. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Hey, we're still here, we're still alive, we're still getting food in our mouths. The more we focus on creating what we want, the faster we'll get through this mess. So start thinking about ways to create a sustainable economy, because in this situation, we need everyone to contribute. That's why we're all here for this main event. We all have a piece of the puzzle. I'm giving you my piece. Now we need yours. It's time to wake up and create a sustainable economy together. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to, looks like, Edmonds, Washington. We have Mandy standing by. She's looking for a little bit of romance in her life, and hopefully we can see that in the charts for her soon, hopefully. I mean, I know I'm looking for love in all the right places. So let's see here. I know, right? I got a little kick out of that. 12/28 of 66 is her birth date at 9:10 p.m. in Bethpage, New York. So, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
I could not find Best Page, New York. I found Best.
Oh, New you York. Couldn't? Well, it's on Long Island.
It's on Long Island.
Yeah.
What's your next nearest town?
Massapequa.
Okay. Let's try spelling that.
M-A-S-S.
M-A-S-S.
A-P.
A-P.
E-Q-U-A.
E-Q-U-A.
A-Q-U-A.
Oh, A-Q-U-A.
Q-U-A.
Okay.
Oh, wait, God. E-Q-U-A. You were right. You were right.
Oh, okay.
E-Q-U-A.
All right.
Sorry.
So here we go. There we go. All right. So let me have a look at your chart. Now, what's your question for me?
Will I be dating or finding a love mate very, very soon?
Well, let's have a look here. Actually, later in the year, you have a major transformation that could possibly take you into a situation where you would find yourself dating someone who helps you transform in some major way.
Huh.
So that,
that helps me transform.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who's going to, well, and certainly if you're single now, being dating in a relationship would be a fairly transformational cycle. Have you been single for long? Or?
Yeah, I have.
How long?
4 years.
Oh, okay. So it would be a fairly significant change for you.
Yeah, it would, actually.
Yeah. Now, let me just look here to see if there's something else going on. You're probably next year, let's see, it's probably around February, I think, Jupiter will go into your house of relationships, so you have a pretty good potential for relationships to show up in a bunch.
Okay, so there could be like a major relationship in February.
Well, you know, the person could show up somewhere in that time frame.
Okay.
And it will be there for most of the year. Let's see. It's going to pop out for a little bit in the summer, and then it'll come back in. So it'll stay for, you know, most of a year on and off. But so you have that potential too. So there's two potentials coming up. And then next year, oh, maybe not next year, maybe the year after, but it's close. It'll either be close next year or it'll be, and I don't have any way to tell you quickly if it'll be next year or the year after, but you're going to hit a cycle where of transforming yourself, your core self. And so it's possible that the relationships will be part of that process.
Oh, OK. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the show.
You're so welcome. You take care now.
I will. Take care, too.
Thanks very much for calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. And we'll run off to the phone lines again there, Madeline. And let's see, we've got Carrie standing by. She's calling in from Denver, Colorado. She's looking to start a new biz. Are the finances good for that for her? Her birth date is 10/29 of 57.
October 29 of 1957, okay.
At 3.02 p.m.
2 p.m.
Yep.
All right.
In Harrisonburg. That's Harrisonburg, B-U-R-G.
Okay. Harrison, B-U-R-G.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yep.
Okay. Got
so,
it.
So, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Madeline. It's wonderful to be speaking with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad you could call in, Carrie. So what kind of a business are you planning to start?
Well, it's more like image consulting. It's all around how a person markets themselves.
Okay. And you're wanting to know, so have you started this company already?
Well, I'm going to be announcing it on Monday.
Okay.
So I've dabbled in it just a little bit, but this is a little bit of a, well, it's a big twist on what I was doing before, which was coaching, once I got outside of my old corporate employment.
Okay, now, so you already have a company that started, basically.
I have, but I'm going to be doing the first, officially I'm announcing it to the public on Monday.
Okay.
Just been dabbling a little bit.
I would perhaps call me to see about getting you a time for announcing it. Because since you already have a company that is in place, and you're obviously sort of morphing that company into this new one, that means that your announcement on Monday will be the thing that triggers the birth of the company.
Uh-huh.
And the timing that you do that will make a difference as to whether or not you're financially successful with the company.
I actually just got your, and I'm sorry, I don't know the proper term or what you call it, but I've got the 12-year.
The good timing guide.
Yes.
Yes, and obviously you've selected the day that has the most green lines.
Yes, I did.
And that's a very good start, but what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not good enough for announcing a company.
Okay.
Because every minute of the day, things are moving. And usually when I give people a custom timing for starting their company, they have a 10-minute window.
Okay.
And usually that window is for them to go down to the state and start it with the state. But you've already done that, you see.
Uh-huh.
So the next thing you're going to do is announce it to the world, and that is going to be your sort of official birth to the world of this company.
Okay.
And so the time of day and the location of day, which the Good Timing Guide cannot account for, will make a difference in how your finances do, what the company reputation is, what the company has in the way of customers, what the marketing is like, what the products and services are like. Literally every part of the company is changed by the time of day and the location.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually a very, very important task, and it's not something that the Good Timing Guide is really up to.
Okay.
And if you read the very near the back of the book, there's a page on when you need more than this guide, and that's one of the things I tell people is that the Good Timing Guide is really not adequate for starting a new company.
Okay.
Because there's just so much to it. That you cannot see in the guide. I've done my best to dumb down the guide, to be very, very basic. But it's for something as complex as starting a company, it's just not adequate.
Well, do you see anything for me as far as my finances in general?
Okay.
I will call you.
Okay, let me look at that real quick here. actually, it looks like you have, this is a good time for you to be doing what you're doing. It's a good time for you to take fortunate actions. And so you're obviously on track for that and having a vision, you know, to fortunate actions to implement your vision of what you want to create. So, and that will help you bring in a lot more money. So, yeah, you look like you have good cycles here for money to come in.
Oh, that's fantastic. And
yeah.
I have to tell you that something else I'm doing on the side, two areas, do have to do with sustainability. So, yeah. Just,
great.
I'm so jazzed, and I thank
oh, yeah.
you so much.
Yeah, there's so many great things happening now. And oh, I'm hearing the music, so thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll give you a shout later. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunts on the Dr. Pat Show.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We certainly do. Let's head off to Bellevue, and we've got Dinah calling in. She has her own business, that is, and she wants to know if it's going to stay strong past all this hoopla and ugly economy, I should say, right? Let's see. Her birth date is 128 of 76 at 8:20 a.m. in Bellevue as well. So a native of Bellevue. Dinah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Dinah. Now, first of all, I have to tell you that in order for me to tell you about your business, I'd have to have the date. I'd have to have your birth data for your company.
Oh, well, that'd be hard to do because it never really had a birth date. It just kind of evolved.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'd probably tell you that you're lucky. But in order to keep it strong, and you know, it's a good idea. So you're not registered with the state?
No, I am, but it just...
That would be your birth date of the company when you registered with the state.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, whether you're is your company a sole proprietorship or an LLC or corporation?
I just do freelance artistry.
Okay, but I mean, how are you set up legally with the state? Are you a sole proprietorship or?
Yeah.
A sole proprietor. Okay, yeah. You can probably go online and get that information by going to the Secretary of State for Washington, their website, and look under their corporations or business division, and there'll be a way that you can put in your company name or your UBI number, and you can get that information. And call me back another time, and I'll be happy to tell you what it looks like for your company. But just for you, you know, you've got some very good cycles going on this year that are expansive, very growth-oriented, new vision, perhaps. You might need to be careful about gaining weight, but other than that, you know, it's very expansive in lots of ways. You might travel, you might do some new things that are you're wanting to do, some new vision, something that really takes you to some new level.
Okay.
So think about
that's
those.
Exciting.
Yeah, so think about that and call me back another time for your to find out about your business.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, all right, you take care.
Cool, thanks, Dinah. We could probably sneak in one more caller after Susie, so 1-800-930-2819 for Cosmic Connections and Madeline's show here. Susie from Seattle, let's see, she wants to know if it's a good time to move. Her birth date is 2-18 of 1950 at 3:17 p.m. in Cleveland, Ohio. So, Susie, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi,
Madeline.
Welcome.
Sometime this fall, I would like to move if there's a good time and look at my financial picture to make sure that that I'm enabled to move.
Are you doing a major move like across the state?
It would be pretty local.
Local. Oh, okay.
Yeah, very local actually.
And so it's less of a disruption to your work?
To my health.
Yeah, but I have
a chronic illness, and I just want to make sure this wouldn't affect my health, and I just want to make sure it's economically viable for me to do it.
Okay, and now
because I've been in tough times.
Economically viable, you mean?
The place I moved into, I didn't listen to my intuition. It was very hard to get in here, and it's turned out to be bad management. I just got 2 rent increases in the last 4 months.
Oh, wow.
I just can't keep that up and maintain the problems with my health and the stuff I need to buy to maintain my health.
Okay. Well, it looks like you're going through some fairly major changes concerning your day-to-day life. And,
yep.
That's going to be happening now through the fall.
Meaning of the dates that you're referring?
This is a somewhat of a longish cycle.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, it's happening right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's also going to stick around through September and most of October, at least early October.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a little bit of a window there for that to happen. Now, in terms of your health, it looks like it, Are you feeling challenged health-wise right now?
I've had a chronic illness that was misdiagnosed in 83, and then just over a year ago, it was turned out to be a major chronic life-threatening illness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's not immediate, but it could turn into something that's potentially fatal.
Wow.
Yeah, or it could evolve to that point.
Right.
Lyme disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So in other words,
I need to move out of here. I don't like management, and the finances are getting tighter, and I have to pay out of pocket for certain things that are not prescribed, covered by, so they'd be out of pocket, and it just gets a tighter and tighter squeeze where
right.
I am.
Right.
And it's not psychologically good with that. I'm just not preferring the management and how they carry on here.
Right. Well, one thing I do want to alert you to is that this year you have potential for a lot of healing to occur.
Oh, great.
And if you stay alert to alternative methods of healing it, because literally, I know the MDs have their particular paradigm, but literally everything eventually comes down to vibration.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm getting ready to start with a program out of Japan called Shin Reikyo.
Cool.
And they have amazing healings through...
Wow.
Yeah,
they have
major with like fatal illnesses, so that's why I'm.
It looks like
studying.
you could easily get healed this year.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, it does. So yeah, and so I would focus on getting healed at that. You know, hold that whole thought that you are getting healed this year.
Okay.
And you know, if you want to make the move now financially. Let me look here. Yeah, financially it looks like you could probably do it. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So good luck with that. And
oh,
and,
thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Madeline, thank you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe, instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you, no matter what you need or when you need it. You can write this manager a memo, or just make 2 lists of tasks, one for you and one for your universal manager. Ask your universal manager to handle the hard jobs. You can keep the easy and fun ones. Hey, doesn't that sound better? You'll be amazed at what happens when you do this. The universe has some amazing tricks up its sleeve when you ask for assistance. Now, next Friday, on July 31st, my show will be about taking off, our journey through these interesting times. So just how are we supposed to make our way through all these changes? How can we take off and move forward in the midst of uncertainty? I'll answer these questions and more, and I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's www.askmadeline.com. While you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and sign up for the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. 8300. And remember, it's toll-free. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.